They were up to Kas Ukpeda. Amr Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyevim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves three kinds of people. The Echad Mahem, and one of them is Mishay Nekayas, one who doesn't get angry, doesn't lose his temper. Ramu Shem Ben Beis Isis. The Gemara says that the shame of 42 Isis, the name of Hashem, that's 42 letters, in Meisner Isis, Mishay Nekayas. We don't teach it to any, only to people who don't lose themselves. People should train themselves to be calm. Whoever loses it and gets angry is like serving Avodah Zarah. One who rips his clothing with his anger, throws his money by his anger, shouldn't be in you a strange god. If you lose your temper, that you have a god in you that's strange. But is Russia. Somebody who's easier to anger and hard to appease is a Russia. There's three ways to tell a person. Bekasai is one of them. It's Begisai, Bekasai, Bekasai. Magic legufal in the shama, it damages the body and the soul. All kinds of gehenim rule over him. The tachtainius is, I think, diarrhea. What does he say?
Internal maladies.
Shaltesbay. Anybody who loses himself, besides the shechina, doesn't count. Shakeach tamudai, a mice of tipshus. But you do, and you also know, Shavanaisa Merubim Mishchayasav, he has more sins than merits. Ramolay Sirsach, Bulay Sechti. Don't get angry, and you won't sin. Ramolay Raschanim Chayayim Einim Chayim. People who lose themselves, their life is not a life. Ramolay Tukva Bebesa, anger in the house, Kikaryu Lashumshami, is like a worm is for sesame. Perish Rashi, Kas Babayas Machrebus of Sabayas, the Talas or Shumshima Moichlossum, like the worm, a certain worm who likes sesame seeds. Vamru, Akas Masalika Samar, anger removes person's vision. Vamru, Kalkayas Imchokamu, Chakmasa Mistalekas Nimanu. Vim Navihu, Nivuasa Mistalekas Nimanu. He's a Navi, he loses his Nivua. Now, Philippiskim, like Gdulam and Hashemayim, even if upstairs they gave him Gdula, Marid and Isai, they lower him. Gemara says that in three places Moshe Rabbeinu lost it. We have to understand what that means. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the class, but whatever it is, Chazal are telling us he forgot things because of that. That means that a person who loses his temper, all he has left at the end of the day is his temper. He doesn't accomplish anything. Yes.
Every so often, the Bible itself refers to God as being angry.
Right. God is not anything. God is not angry, he's not a thing. God is not a human, he doesn't have physical traits. He acts in a way that we should learn midas from him. And there are times that a person has to show as if he's angry, correct? And that is a correct midas, but that's only, the Rambam says, only to act that way.
Rambam. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Mei Tzeitzev, Arachayim, Simon Reis, Shadi Tess. That the Be'era of Miriam is in the Yam of Teria. Every might of Shabbos that goes through the world, to every well, and every spring. Gets healed right away. Ma'aseh b'demecha, the Medrash brings a story by a person. I'm going to finish the story. So I had mukashchin. V'holcha ishka b'maitzeh Shabbos lishav mayim. His wife went by Shabbos to draw water. V'nisakva yoytzeh midai. And she stayed longer. V'nisdamil l'berish amiriam. And she happened to get b'ashkochas Hashem that the berish amiriam was passing through the well she was filling from. V'mola kada ma'aseh mayim. So he got angry at her. You were out too long. and he screamed at her. Marayf Kasai, because he was so angry, Nafla Kada, she lost her kad, right? Meshichma, it dropped. Benishbra kad, Benafla Mishipi Hamayim, Al Sarai. Bechol Makam, she nasnu Hamayim near Bashchen. Wherever the water touched, it got healed. But Zahm Chachamim, Ragzan, they also be other Ragzan Usai. All he ended up with is angry. He could have been near Bashchen. I will end up with a story. Kabbalti from people that are Neman, that during the death march in World War II, the Kleistenberg Rebbe was going to Shefa Chaim, the Germans didn't obviously give the Yidden much water and food, and they once stopped next to a river, next to a body of water. And the German says, whoever goes to the body of water will be shot. So these people were dying of thirst, and some people couldn't control themselves, and they went to the water, and they got shot. So people were going crazy. They were so thirsty. There's the water. So the Rebbe said, dig right here. Put your fingers and get whatever you have that you can dig in the ground. And water started coming up from the ground. And they all were able to drink. The Rebbe said, the Baron Chameleon was going through here now. And therefore, I told people to dig and drink from the water. And the Germans just stood there in amazement that the water came out from the ground. And they just watched it and took him to the next death march, you know, but that's Kach Mekublani. Okay. We are up to, the Gemara brought a raya. The Gemara was trying to prove a shayla. The Geisav had a shayla, whether the first discharge of a zav, of a metzaira, sorry, is a mayan or not. So the Gemara proved it from the fact that it's a pasuk to say that the second discharge of a zav is metame b'masa. Why do I need that? If the pasuk tells me the zav himself was metame b'masa because he had a second discharge, so obviously the second discharge is metame b'masa. So what was the pasuk for? Must be the pasuk is not talking about a second discharge, but talking about it's talking about a second discharge, but not where the second discharge made a person tame. Now how do you have a second discharge of zivus and the person doesn't become tame? The answer is he was tamei already. He was a metzaira. So the second discharge did not affect his halacha. So the pasuk has to tell me that even though this discharge didn't change the status of the person, it is tamei. It's a raya that it's not a mayan. Because if it were a mayan, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell it to me. That was the Gemara's proof that zivus is not a mayan. And therefore, if a metzaira has a first discharge, it's tahar. Not a mayan, but the pasuk comes along and says that the second discharge is tamei b'masa. Why would I think not? Because second discharge is tamei b'masa, we think, because it causes the person to be metame b'masa. But in this case, the person's already tamei. So maybe the second discharge is not tamei. Kamashim on the pasuk that it is tamei. That was what we left off yesterday. Amalei, we are on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, which is the fourth line on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Medaskar to Larabba. So Rabbi Yehuda from Daskar to answered Rabba, who had brought this raya. And he said, it's not a raya. Mimai, Dumalei Malach Bezav Greda. I'll tell you that the pasuk is talking about a regular person who becomes a Zav. What was your problem? That if the person becomes Tamei to be Metame B'masa, he's Tamei B'masa, so sure, the discharge that made him Tamei Metame B'masa. Right? That was your logic. Therefore, you said, I don't need a pasuk for that. Well, you do need a pasuk for that. Why? Because that which you said, L'cheirim gayrim tuma l'asma l'koshke, that it causes tuma to others, for sure it should cause tuma for itself. No. Tzor ha-mishtaleach yachiyach. There's a halacha called Tzor ha-mishtaleach. Every Yom Kippur, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had two seirim, they made a gyrel, one was sent to Azazel. Whoever worked with the Tzor Lam Azazel after a certain point became Tamei. The Tzor itself was not Tamei. You touched the Tzor, you didn't become Tamei. But the person who worked with it became Tamei, and when he touched him, he was considered a Rishon Lutuma. And if he touched food, it became Tamei. If the Tzor touched food, it wouldn't become Tamei.
The goat itself was
tamei
or not?
What? No. No living animals ever tamei. But the person who worked with it became tamei. How could that be? Answer is, because something causes tumah doesn't necessarily mean it is tamei. Therefore, the second discharge of zivus might not be metame b'masa, even though it makes the person tame b'masa. Your whole question was, why do I need a pasuk that the second discharge is metame b'masa? If it makes the person tame masa, it must be tame masa itself. Not true. There are things that can cause tuma to others, and they themselves are not tame. So I need a pasuk to say. And nothing to do with the metzaira.
Perhaps Yom Kippur is the only exception.
Again, all he's trying to say is you built a raya. Perhaps it's never a raya. Raya means 100%. If I can offer you another alternative, it's not a raya. That doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's not a proof. Proof means 100%. And therefore, you wanted to prove 100% that the pasuk is talking about a metzaira. Because you said it can't be talking about a regular zav, because if he becomes tame masa, for sure the drop is tame masa, the discharge is tame masa. That's a kal v'chaymer. How can this make a person tame masa, but it itself is not tame masa? And the answer is, it's a pircha. Because I showed you a place where that can happen. All I have to do is say that your svara is not ironclad. Now, as Dr. Harris pointed out, it might be different. It might, but that's not a proof.
We have concept shum tuma in the category of tuma.
Again, no, it's nothing to, all we're trying to prove is the logic that if it causes others, it must be, is not true. I have a soya mishtaleach that causes others, and it's not tame. That's all we're trying to prove.
He's trying to see if it's different. They said, but it's all
tuma. No, again, it doesn't make a difference, even if he's right that it's different.
Right.
I don't need that svara here. A pircha just shows that your logic might be faulty. What? Slug up. Pircha is a way, nice way of saying a question. A question on the raya.
On
a raya. On any raya. Every time you have a raya and I get out of it, that means I have a pircha on the raya.
Apply it to a couple.
You can apply it elsewhere too.
Okay.
It's a general statement. Oh, it's a fancy way of saying we shrug up the raya. Fit it inside. I'm going to read him this kind of a rubber. Mimai. Maybe that it's talking about a regular zav. And your question was, at the comment, Macherim Graham Tumalatma, the coach came. Your question was, if it causes tumma for others, isn't it obvious that it causes tumma for itself? No. Sorry, Mr. Leach, Echiach. Sorry, Mr. Leach will show you. Shagayrim tumma lacherim, who has my tar? It causes tumma to others, and in itself is tar. Period. So there's no raya. Rashi. Such Rashi. La'ilam emeloch. I have it like the fifth narrow line. Could be by Mitzrayim, I don't need a pasuk. Maybe by a Mitzrayim, it's Mayan. Right, the whole preference was, I need a pasuk, I don't need it for Zav, I must need it for Mitzrayim. If I need it for Mitzrayim, it must be it's not Mayan. Who says? I need it for Zav, and Mitzrayim might be Mayan. You can't prove anything. To the one who carries it there, it's time to give a mishalech as a soyer becomes tamei to pasuk. Watch me tar. There is no tamei living animal. Now, the word tuma has many translations in Shas. When Rashi here says no behemah is tamei, he means tumatara. We call a non-kosher animal behemah tmeya. We don't mean tumma in the sense of tamei tar. We mean tumma in the sense of kosher treif. So even though Rashi just said a statement, no behemoth ever tamei when it's alive, Chazal will refer to a horse as a behemoth tmeya. But tmeya is being used in a different context. Just want to, in case anybody asks, how could Rashi say that? The Gemara calls it a behemoth tmeya. It does. But it only calls it a behemoth tmeya in context of kashrus, not in context of tumma tara. Why does we use the same word? I don't know. We use the same word for non-kosher that we use for non-tahar. Again, I know the answer myself, because it means it's not usable, it's not approachable, whatever way you want to say, separated. But the bottom line is the same word used for two different things, yes?
No, I'm not aware of any
language
where that is not.
Fine. I'm not going to argue with you, because my knowledge of languages is very limited, so if you tell me the curse, I'll accept it.
Yiddish?
Aramaic, Hebrew, English. That's why the dictionary has up to 50 definitions of various words. That's a common word.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that. Don't think of my right. I'm Rabbi. So Rabbi said, I don't get Rabbi Yisrael Shaila. I really don't get his Rabbi Yisrael Shaila. No, he's going back to the Shaila Rabbi Yisrael by Mitzrayah. Meaning, Rabbi brought a Raya, we got out of Rabbi Raya. We're finished with that. We're going back to the original Shaila. Rabbi Yisrael wanted to know, is Zivas a Mayan or is Zivas not a Mayan? Is a Mitzrayah Zivas first Bria, Matama B'masa? Right? Is it or is it not? Is it like spit, like saliva, like urine, or not? That's the question. Rabbi says, I don't get the question. Now let's listen very carefully. Understand this next Gemara. We had multiple sources of how I know that a cotton, it can be a zav. Earlier in the Peirik, we brought different psukim and different mandi amrim, learned it out from different psukim. Yesterday, we kept on quoting the pasuk, Zois tyrus azav, bein gadol, bein katan. We quoted that yesterday. We had other psukim earlier. La zochar is to tell me that even a katan, right? And others learned, la zochar is to include a mitzaira. We had that too. La zochar, la rabbis mitzaira, la keva, la rabbis mitzaras. If you remember, we talked about that. Right now, in the pasuk, La Zochar L'Nekev, it says, Zois Tyrus Hazav. Right? La Zochar Ay L'Nekev. So Zois Tyrus Hazav, according to one Mandi Amar, and Rav Yosef goes like that Mandi Amar. He said so on the Amid Beis in the second line. Back, last Amid Beis in the second line. Amar Rav Yosef, he quotes with Shimon ben Lakish, and then he says, what does he say? Re'ira shayna shazav kot ma'ashe tam b'magah. Zois tyrus hazav, right? And Rava answered, Zois tyrus hazav ben gadol ben katan. On the Amid Beis, Amid Dalet Amid Beis. So Rav Yosef went with the svara that Zois tyrus hazav includes a katan. In that same pasuk, right, in that same pasuk, it said, La Zachar Oilan Akeva, which we included Mitzayra.
The next
pasuk.
The two
psukim,
yeah. The next
pasuk. Yeah? So it's Tyra, I don't have it on the side here.
Yeah, that's the
second. Right. Okay. Right. So, Zaksabaya. My Tabayale. The Huda Amar, Rav Yosef himself said, Zayis Tayyat Azav, Bain Gadol, Bain Katan. Right. That's how he learned it out. And because he learned it out from there, he's able to use the Pasik Lazachar and Mekeva for Mitzayra. Right. Some people learned that Lazachar for Azav Katan. They didn't have a pasuk from Mitzayra. But Rav Yosef learned it out from Zayis Tayyat Azav. So therefore, he has the pasuk LaZachar LaNakeva to teach him Mitzayra. Right? V'yasele, therefore, he was the Naftali Mahasam. That we had a whole sugya why we need Zachar NaKeva, right? That was the whole thing with Dam. We went through that. But, right? V'yasele, LaZachar LaRabbis Mitzayra LaMainaseha. NaKeva LaRabbis Mitzaras LaMainaseha. Right? We had that whole sugya. Basil said you only had to include Nekeva. We would have known Zachar anyway. That was the sugya we had before. The Akshe Rachmana Mitzayra L'Zav Gomer. And the Torah includes L'Zav Zayvoy L'Zachar L'Nekeva. It's talking about two discharges. And that's where the Torah included Mitzayra. The Torah included Mitzayra in the pasuk that talks about two discharges. That's where the inclusion of Mitzayra was. The pasuk starts Azav and Zayvai. Again, we have no chumash yet, right? Azav and Zayvai. What?
I have the chumash.
Oh, you do? Okay, I apologize. Azav, you have a chumash?
I have
a chumash. Oh, okay, that's a cheap way. Azav and Zayvai, right? Azav, Chai, Lama, Keva. Right? So Azav and Zayvai is two discharges. Remember we said the number of times it says Zav, that's the number. So Azav and Zayvai is two discharges. Azav, Chai, Lama, Keva includes Mitzayra. So the Torah compares Mitzayra to which kind of a zav? So which kind of a zav does the Torah compare Mitzayra to? The two discharge zav. The Torah says a Mitzayra is like a two discharge zav. That's how we learned out that a Mitzayra is Mayanois is Tumah. So Zotabaya, Ma, Zav, Gomer, Mitame, Bamasa, Afriya, Rishayna, Shal Mitzayra, Mitame, Bamasa. Since in that pasuk we say the Torah is coming along to tell us that what is the second discharge of a zav works for a mitzayra even the first discharge, and we have to see Rashi. Zok Rashi. My tiboyel deyler of Yosef. Ho'iu amar ben katan ben gadol laziva. He said, either a cotton or gadol laziva. But like Yitzchak Azov and Zayv and Azachar LaRabbis cotton. He didn't use the second pasuk for cotton. He used the first pasuk, Zayis Taretz Azov. The Zayis Taretz Azov Nafka. Therefore, by Yasil LaZachar LaRabbis Mitzayra, because he used the first pasuk for cotton, it leaves the second pasuk open. We had a mandiyamer that said we learn not cotton from LaZachar. According to that mandiyamer, the pasuk doesn't mean Mitzayra. But Rav Yosef learned it out from Zayis Taretz Azov. So therefore, the pasuk met Mitzayra in LaZachar LaMakeva. It leaves that available. And the Iskis Mitzayra LaZav Gomer. Where did the Torah include Mitzayra? To the Zav who has two. The Torah includes Mitzayra. And Mitzayra is like a Zav who had two Rias, which means Baushne Rias. The Baha'i Kroah, that case of the Mitzayra, in the pasuk where the Torah compares Mitzayra to Zav, Tartik Sivi says twice, Hazav Ezaiva Yarishtayim. Uksiv Beit LaZachar, L'Rabbis Mitzayra, Kedin Zav Gomer. Mitzayra is like a Zav Gomer. Ma Zav Gomer Zayva Mitame B'masa. Af Mitzayra Zayva Mitame B'masa. Okay, let's stop right here and let's explain it. The Torah is saying a Mitzayra is treated like a Zav Gomer. Why did the Torah include Mitzayra in the second Zivus? Why did the Torah put the word Mitzayra, include Mitzayra, to a Zav Gomer? Now, a regular Mitzayra that becomes a Zav Gomer is a Zav. I don't need to include him for a second Ria.
No different than any other
Zav. So why did the Torah put Mitzayra into the pasuk of Zav Gomer to tell me a Mitzayra, what makes a Zav Gomer with his two discharges, by a Mitzayra, even one would work? Because he's a Mitzayra, which means it is a Mayon. It is a Mayon. The pasuk is telling me, you should know, Zivus is a Mayon, because it's including Mitzayra into the two. Why did the Torah put the Mitzayra into the two? It's not because of Mitzayra who has two. Mitzayra who has two is like a regular Zav. Obviously, the Torah is trying to tell me something special about Mitzayra. By including it in the pasuk of a two, it's trying to tell me a Mitzayra is like a two, which means his one is like a two.
Is my
Yannick the Beferish?
Bit and urine
are the Beferish? That's a Beferish in the pasuk by Zav, right? By
Zav. Yeah.
Right.
Or not by Mitzayra.
No, it doesn't say Beferish by Mitzayra. We learn it out from Zav. Let's finish Rashi. The Mishlai me mapiklei hai lezach lezav katan. If you would learn that the word Lazacha means Zav Katan, and how would you know Mitzayra? If Lazacha meant Zav Katan, where would you see Mitzayra? Teretz is, the Yalu of Mitzayra Zalcha means Mitzaras Nekeva. We would learn out a male Mitzayra from a female Mitzayra. If you use Lazacha for a Zav Katan, then I don't have a Pasuk for a Mitzayra. I have to use the Pasuk Lankeva, which includes a Mitzaras, and say there's no difference male or female. Then I could have a shayla. Then I could have a shayla about the first discharge. Is that considered a mayon that gathers and comes out? I laugh. Now why? Then a cave of lekazayv loyven the milfa mekesha the zav gomer. I can't say in a cave is learnt out one ria from two rias, and a cave has no rias of zivas. She's not in the parsha. So when the Torah compares a mitzaras doesn't have, a woman doesn't have white discharges. The parsha doesn't apply to her. It's that she's a zavah from blood. But we're talking about a zav zachar. A zav zachar is white discharges. You can't learn out white discharges from red discharges. It's a different parsha. So when the Torah compares a zav to a mitzaras to a zav, if it's from the word in the keva, then we're not comparing zivas. because women don't have zivus. So we're just comparing the general halacha. So therefore, I can't say that a man mitzayra first riya is a mayan, because I don't learn not man mitzayra from zav. I learn not man mitzayra from woman mitzayra, and woman mitzayra doesn't have any zivus.
Man from woman.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's step back. At the beginning of the week, we spent 2 days on this, that there's no difference in Mitzayra between a man and a woman. Taras is Taras is Taras. And the Gemara spent the whole half of Amma discussing why did the Torah have to include male and female? By including one, wouldn't the other be obvious?
By
Mitzayra, that's what we're talking about. The Torah includes Mitzayra in the Pasuk of Zav. That's where the Torah said that the Mayan of Mitzayra is Tameh. The Torah included Mitzayra in the Pasuk of Zav. Just like a Zav Mayan is Tameh, so a Mitzayra's Mayan is Tameh. That inclusion can be written in one of two ways. According to one Mandi Amar, the inclusion comes from the word Lankeva, because Lazachar is not extra. I need Lazachar to tell me a young Mitzayra, a young Zav. It's not extra. The pasuk is talking about Zav, it's not talking about Mitzayra. The reason we use it for Mitzayra is because it's extra words. If I need Lazachar to tell me a 10-day-old, a 2-day-old Zav, then I don't have a pasuk to tell me a male Mitzayra. So how do I know a male Mitzayra? Because the word Lankeva is extra. And Lankeva tells me a female Mitzayra. So I learn now male Mitzayra from female Mitzayra. But hold it, let me finish. But if I learn not male Mitzayra from female Mitzayra, there's no direct discussion of a male discharge, because the Mitzaras doesn't have male discharges. It's a general limud that Mayanais are Tameh, but it's not referring to the specific male discharge, because women don't have male discharges. So therefore, I can't say that a man Mitzayra is being compared to a second Zav, because the man Mitzayra is not in the pasuk. He's learned that from a female, and the female doesn't have a male discharge. So it can't be a direct comparison about Zivus. It only can be a comparison in a general sense for things that are Mayanais. But a woman doesn't have the Mayan of Shechmah Zerah or the Mayan of Zivus. She physically doesn't have it. So I can't learn male from woman on that aspect, because the woman doesn't have it. If the word lazachar means male Mitzayra, and the Torah includes this halacha right when it discusses discharges, and it says Mitzayra in discharges, and the direct discharge we're discussing is a discharge of zivus, and this is where the Torah said the word male Mitzayra. The Torah meant to say a male Mitzayra's discharge of zivus is like a regular zav's second discharge. Because why would the Torah include Mitzayra in the pasuk of a two discharge? Obviously to tell me that Mitzayra's discharge of one is equal to a regular person's to second, because it's a Mayan. By including Mitzayra, a two discharge, Mitzayra into a pasuk where it talks about a double discharge, why did the Torah include male Mitzayra here? To tell me, a male Mitzayra, zivus discharge, even one, is like a two of a regular person. I don't need it for a two. He's no different than a regular person. Now, if the Torah didn't include a male Mitzayra, it only included a female Mitzayra, and male Mitzayra is derived from female, so the Torah is not discussing male discharge by Mitzayra. If I use Lankeva to include a female Mitzayra, and from there I include a male Mitzayra, so then the Torah is not discussing male discharges.
What forces me to do it that way? Because Zachar is using
for cut. If I use Zachar for cutting, then I have no pasuk for male Mitzayra. I have to derive it. If I have to derive it from female Mitzayra, then the pasuk is not discussing Zivus. It's discussing discharges, but not this specific discharge. The women don't have it. So I must, then I have no proof about a male discharge in anything. Because if the pasuk is not by Mitzayra, it's not meaning male discharge. Because it's talking about a female. Yes, again. Why is the pasuk about Mitzayra's discharge written by Zivus?
That we can learn from Kiva.
Yes.
That could be from,
yes, because the Nekeva has spit, and the Nekeva has urine, but the Nekeva does not have Zivus. So even though it's written in the pasuk of Zivus, it's not telling me anything about Zivus, because the Nekeva Mitzrayim doesn't have Zivus. But if the word Lazachar is talking about a male Mitzrayim, then we say, why did the pasuk include it here? Because it's trying to tell me something about a male discharge. And therefore, it must be the pasuk is on Mitzamaya. Let's read the Rashi himself.
Once you know that, you apply that to Zera?
Yeah, is Zivus the same as Shikva Zera? That's what you're asking me by Kerry. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's why I said I don't know. I don't know.
Why it has to come out in a flow? Like, not
it has a misagu, I'd say.
So, but also, like, I asked a couple of years ago about breast milk. That was a flow out. You have to.
It's not a Maya.
Right, because it needs. So
not because it doesn't come out on its own.
Kerry doesn't come out on its own. Urine doesn't come out on its own. Zivus does come out on its own.
So maybe I didn't say anything about Kerry. I said I don't know.
Kerry's different.
Could be. Zagrashi. The Iskis Mitzayra Lazav Gomer. Bashterius. The Baha'i Krah, the case of the Mitzvah, Tartiksev. In the Pasuk, it's talking about a stage two Mitzvah. Vazav is Zayva Harishtayim. Uksim Be Razakha, the Rabbis Mitzvah, Kedin Zav Gummer. And Mitzvah is like a Zav in male discharges. Ma Zav Gummer, Zayva Matamba Bamasa. Af Mitzvah Gummer, Zayva Matamba Bamasa. Now, why do I have to include that? Must be saying even the first one. The bishlaimi mapik leila haizachar lezav katan. If you would have used the pasuk lazachar for a zav katan, v'yalov mitzayre zachar mitzaras nekeva, and I would have learned out zachar from nekeva. If you let me buy, I can ask a shayler. Riyirishayna mahu. Mihavi misago v'yaitze. Does a gathering come out? Or misrabim shar mayonais? I love. Is it a regular mayon or not? The Nekeva left a Zayv Loivan. I can't say that Nekeva included a male discharge. She doesn't have a male discharge. The male from that case of the Zav Gomer to say it's similar to a Zav who has male discharges. Ila Mayanava. The Hash to the Mitzayra Zachar Iskis the Zav Gomer. It's a straight heckish between a Mitzayra and a male Zav. A male Mitzayra to a male Zav. There's no reason to have the Shaila anymore. That's what Abaya is saying. By having Mitzayra, if Rav Yosef learns out Zachar Katan, he learns out Katan from Zayis Tyrus Azav, that frees La Zachar for a male Mitzayra. And if it frees La Zachar for a male Mitzayra, it's comparing a male Mitzayra 1 to a Zav 2. And I'm not learning the Istam of Harshi, or whatever he quotes it as, Istam of Harshi, and then goes all the way down to the word Matama Bainas.
What is Istam of Harshi?
In Rashi.
I know, narrow line or wide line? Right?
In the narrow lines, it's about 12 lines up, there's two dots in Rashi. We're skipping from there till the Rashi that starts Matame Ba'inus, which is the fourth widest line. Matame Ba'inus, which is the fourth widest line. That's what we're skipping to. So at the end of the day, Abaya says he doesn't understand Rav Yosef Shaila because according to Rav Yosef himself, it is a Mayan.
Can I ask question 10? What is Abaya's problem?
You want to say that? Add it. I don't care. If you want to write the test, it's fine. Ask AI what it would say. Somebody sent me about Mr. Pshatel to look over. Says he thinks that the guy who sent it to him got it off AI. I looked at it. It was an accurate pshat. So I don't think he got it from AI, because AI would have made up stuff. It didn't make up anything, so it must have been he didn't get it from AI. Sagt die Gemeinde weiter. Am Rav Huna. Rear Rishaynish of Zav. Okay, now we're going back to the Zav. We're talking about Zav now. We're interested in Zav. First Ria, second Ria, third Ria. Remember, we check his Zav. We ask him questions. What do we ask him questions? When do we ask him questions? That's going to be the discussion right now. Amar Rav Huna. Rear Rishaynish of Zav, Metama Bainis. The first discharge of a Zav is Metama Bainis. Don't ask any questions. Even if it's man-induced, even if it's by food, drink, jumping, hirur, riya, all these seven questions, doesn't make a difference. Shenemar, zois tairis hazav, ashetetze mimenu shikva zera, ma shikva zera metama b'aynas, afriya rishayna shazav metama b'aynas. The Torah compares the first riya of a zav, that pasuk only says zav once. Zois tairis hazav, ashetetze mimenu shikva zera. That's the first Riyah, doesn't no questions asked.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question, even though no we don't ask asked. Questions, yes.
If you use, if you don't use the, that Zostars for a Kaddish, use the Zakar, what do they use those Tars for? That
I don't know. I don't think the Gemara addressed it.
What's the question?
What do you use Zeis Tyrus for if you're not using it for cutting? I don't remember. I would have to chart it a pairing to see if it was mentioned. It might have been mentioned. No, I might have missed it too, is what I'm saying. Once upon a time, I would remember these things, but at this point, I can forget what I, you know. Set it up. Dr. Rashi, the time of bainus, we skipped all the way down to there. Isa tumma kala amuraba, that light tumma that is said, maga, it's only maga, remember it's compared to keri. The tumma sarev, and only one day, kikeri. I think it's supposed to say kikeri. Does he change it?
Yes.
In our Rashi, it says bikeri. I'm just wondering if it just said kikeri. Uli, it's sarev lishnia, the time of gizab gummer. And then it's mitzarev to the second one to make him a zav. The pasuk says that it has to be natural, right? It's only going on the second one. It's not going on the first one. The first one's compared to keri. Shikvazera is always man induced. It's caused by something. Shikva Zera will not come naturally. It will come because somebody did something or was exposed to something that caused hirur. Whatever it is, it will always come from chimum. Chimum has to be caused by something. Can't be for no reason. Zivus can happen for no reason. So you have kikari in the text? I have bikari in the text.
And
you have what? B or k? You have B. Okay, you have an eye to other?
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine. I mean, it makes sense, Kikari. I mean, I wouldn't lose sleep if it said Kikari, but it's what we did. Dr. Gemara Tashima, we have a question. Raw Rishi Rayu Rishi Nabaikin Isai. The Brisa says we ask him seven questions. We just said we don't ask questions by the first one. My love, Lutuma. Aren't we asking this to find out if he's Tameh or not? Zog the Gemara Lloyd LeCarpet. And this is where you got to be a little bit of a, understand this. This person who has the first discharge, at this point, it's Tameh one day. If he has a second one, it's going to be Tameh 7 days. If he has a third one, he's going to have to bring the carbon. So you know what the Gemara is saying? We have to ask him the seven questions by the first one, he's going to be Tameh anyway. But he won't bring a carbon on number three if number one was bainus. If he answers yes to any of those seven questions, he's tameh. And if he has a second discharge, he's tameh for 7 days. But when he has a third discharge, he won't bring a carbon. To be number three, it has to be three natural. So therefore, when he has his first one, they say to him, they ask him seven questions.
They do ask.
But not for tumah. He becomes tummy for one day, even without answering.
Yesterday we said,
as I said, we don't ask him questions for the halakha that he has now. He's going to be tummy for one day, regardless of what caused it. But it does make a difference if he ever reaches three. Not every zav reaches three. Not every zav reaches two. Some only have one. Some have two. They're tummy for 7 days. But we don't need the questions on number one for that. We only need the questions on number one if it's a geya carbon on number three. Rashi. My love, the tumma. Bite can I say? I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi. Bite can I say? Meshiva drachim. Macho, the mishta, the kvitza, jumping, the masi, carrying. My love, the tumma. The ibainis who have a tar gummer. If it's ibainis, it would be tar. Loy le carbon. The ika maisa bainis. Loy mitstar for lishalish. It doesn't combine for number three, the chayve carbon. Don't think of my bite. Tashima. Bishniya, the second one, bite can I say. The second discharge, the bride says we ask him 7 questions. Lamar, why are we asking him the questions? Elam le carbon, ava le tum alai. Are you going to tell me we're only asking him the 2 questions by the 2nd discharge because of carbon in number 3? But as far as 7 days is concerned, even man-induced zivus would make him tummy for 7 days? It's not true. Ikrika mipsari v'leim ha'masansai. The Torah writes the word mipsare, which means natural, by the 2nd one. So therefore you can't tell me that he's tamei anyway. The Torah said it has to be natural. That means we're asking the questions because of the now, not because of carbon tomorrow.
If you have his second, he might not be tamei for 7 days.
Correct, if it's not natural. So it must be that when it said the 2nd one we ask him the questions, it's not because of carbon, it's because of tumah. If that's the case by number 2, so by number 1, when it says, we check him, that's what the Brisa said in number 1, Bait Kenaisa, same Brisa, must be for today. Again, we answered that the check of number 1 doesn't pertain to day 1, to Rhea 1, it only pertains to Rhea 3. But by the Rhea number 2, it pertains to Rhea number 2. If number 2 pertains to Rhea number 2, doesn't that mean everything we talked about is this brisa? Well, usually it follows the same sequence. We check them for the same reason. Zog to Gemara, no raya. Midiya, hakadisa, hakadisa. As what Dr. Harris just said. Who says? The 1st one is checked for number 3, and the 2nd one is checked for number for itself. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. Elaim and lekarben avet l'tuma amura boy dainu tuma kamura. This is tum of 7 days. By boy, bedika. Ikri kam ibsari v'lei machmas einus. V'ayim ibsari b'krod de shtei rias. It's written by shtei rias. So therefore, at this point, we have no proof against Ravuna. Ravuna said, 1st one, no bedikas. Only for its negeya number 3, but for itself, no bedikas. And so far, we have not proven him wrong. We will stop over here, and we will continue Mitzvah Shema Monday morning. You know anybody wants to sup for me? I'm going to be missing Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, theoretically, I can do it on the phone, but it's very theoretical. I have a 7:15 flight on Tuesday morning and an 8:15 flight on Wednesday morning. So the only thing I can do is get to the airport at 5 o'clock, check in, and then say the shiur from the airport both days. So that's my backup plan if I can't find the sup. So far, I'm 0-4. I didn't get through to Rabbi Marcus yet. I don't know if I'll do it. It's the middle of Masechtas Nida. I have rachmanos to anybody that walks into this. Said no. It was my first choice. He's leaving town, or he might leave town. He said no. I don't blame him. I told the guy, I'm in the middle of Zafran Berhei in Masechtas Nida. Would you come and substitute?
It was a car.
I was going to call him also. But Rabbi Carr's thing is that he has a kyle now. He's busy all day, so I don't know if he's... He used to be a freelancer. Now he's not a freelancer anymore.
He doesn't go at your pace, but he's a little bit more thorough.
Who? Rabbi Carr. Could be. That's not a start. No. Rabbi Marcus, I'm going to try now. He did it for me. No, I don't think I had a substitute since my surgery. which is a little less than 2 years ago.
What?
Meaning Dalit Tammuz was my surgery 2 years ago, and I don't think I missed one day of Jewishim from when I came back till now, except for Sunday. I missed a bunch of Sundays, and I don't have substitutes for Sundays, so nothing happens. I don't think I missed this year. I'm very happy. To me, it's my life. Meaning, it's what keeps me. This is the source that might keep me going. You know what I mean?
Maybe we feel the same way.
I'm saying it's the source that keeps me going. But and I'll see what happens on Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm going to look for sub. If not, we'll go back to the fallback option. My wife said, of course, you go 5 o'clock and you go to the airport. You'll stay this year. Why would you want to miss this year? She said, I'll come with you. Okay. I said, you don't have to come with me. You can come an hour later.
Somebody shut off the phone, please. Turn off the phone.